Yeah, I think, I've said all along, there's uncoachable skill set that he has that, just a matter of time till he gets comfortable in what we're asking him to do in our terminology, really even the pace and speed and strength of the game at this level. So, I've seen steady improvement with him since he's been here and since he's been, healthy enough to be out there and practice and, hone in his skills. So he'll continue to improve. He's going to be a very, very good young player. Well, I think, he's got good length. I think he's got, good feel for pass coverage as far as, getting on a DB's feet and the kind of things it takes to get open. He's a young guy that just continues to work very hard to improve, and he's getting rewarded for that with playtime. They earned that opportunity, the playtime. And it starts in practice. Could have started in preseason games. But that's true of any player at any spot. I think with Cam, he didn't come in and, high accolades as far as a high pick and the draft and those types of things. But, as coaches, we don't really care where they start at. It's just you watch them work. You watch them get better, whether it's a Bryce Callahan or, Cravon LeBlanc, we've seen growth in, even guys in other teams in my experiences. And Cam's like that guy, he didn't get drafted. We were able to get him here in a college free agent contract, and he just continued to improve and get opportunities. I think last week was his first week of practice back, and kind of saw that. There was a little bit of soreness early. I think he's gotten over that. And then, today we're fresh back, getting ready for the New York Giant game plan. I thought he had a good workout today, but we'll evaluate that moving forward, maybe if he'll be on a pitch count or how much he'll play. We're evaluating that each day, and I thought he had a good day today.